words of wisdom.
Well, the Southern Coalition for Social Justice has been working on trying to make sure that communities get counted in the upcoming census, particularly communities that have traditionally been undercounted. And so this is one way that we wanted to support cultural workers in trying to make sure that their communities get counted.
We had this thing, when we perform poetry, it's like you spitting something, like giving something back to, you know, just kind of like, and you spit. Like, this is words you regurgitating.
But it's not derogatory and nasty.
It's not derogatory. It's not nasty. It's just, yo, won't you just spit something? Instead of talking, you spit. Because it's just words that keep flowing. It's like the saliva in your mouth becomes a lubricant for the words to come out.
That in this time, and in this year, in 2010, I won't just be counted. I'll make sure the census is counted for everyone in the crowd, for every person living aloud. I want everybody, not just you and this person who actually can drive. I want those that sleep on corners to know they can be counted as well. I want those that live in the woods to know they can be counted as well. I want every kid in the room to be counted as well, but don't count us out. Make sure you count me in.
My next poet is Axiom. Y'all put your hands together for Elliot Axiom.
The census is like one vote that lasts 10 years. It says, I am here. We are here. Since us. Call us by our name, community. Build hospitals and schools. Hire teachers and police. Fix these f-ing potholes. Put more books in the library. Don't worry if I read. Recognize me. Want to recognize me?
Y'all ready for the next poet? Say yeah. Mr. Anani. One, I have always been counted upon by myself to try to be an example of what black men should be, a contradiction of stereotypes trying to forebode future promises to a society that often counts me out. So I shout, I am one. Clap it up, clap it up. Our last poet of the night. Y'all put your hands together for Miss Alicia.
Alicia! I've never held a gun.
Come on.
I have never seen murder before my eyes shooting. I've never seen the twirling dance of a bullet, but I've heard stories. It's amazing how fear screaming from one's innocent eyes don't affect us until the blood of our own children is dripping from our very fingertips and stoning breaths have kissed our lips.
Come on now. Come on now.
Y'all put your hands together for Miss Alicia.
Okay.
We're 29.6. And Colette had a 29.5. We thank y'all for coming out tonight.